check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're
oh,
back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. We're, oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 86 for December 26th, 2015.
Another week.
Sorry, I'm getting my Stevie Wonder on.
Oh, you are.
His eyes closed, shaking.
Oh,
his
oh Jesus
face hit
Christ.
The mic. How did he not do that?
That's
How did
a good
his
point.
His face not hit
That's
the mic when he was point. Doing the little swaying
There's
thing.
There's got to be bloopers of Stevie Wonder smacking his fucking head
the
off the
first,
mic.
Yeah, probably like the first couple of months of his singing career. Just be like, I don't even know. I can't even think of any Stevie Wonder songs.
You were just about to what, sing.
Yeah.
I don't know any.
Stevie Wonder song.
He was all what like,
Stevie Wonder, I can't see. Oh, shit, I keep hitting the mic.
I think that was Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I know, yeah, that was a really bad Stevie Wonder.
So. Buttons.
We're trimming the fat here.
We are trimming the fat.
I don't know if you noticed in that intro, we're just fucking cutting out the bullshit, getting right to the chase.
Yeah, we're getting down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah. That's
the,
why
the
we're
meat
and
potatoes of this podcast.
Cutting it down. We're just getting lazy. Fucking half hour podcast each week. We only meet every other week. We're fucking not even doing an intro anymore. Whatever.
Pretty soon there'll just be no podcast.
Right. Yeah.
No intro, no podcast. It'll just be a half hour of silence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck and it. I bet it would be funnier.
Probably be better. Yeah. So how you doing anyway?
I'm good.
Doing good.
And yourself?
Doing all right.
Yeah.
I had a root canal this morning.
You did?
Yeah, didn't tell you that, did I?
No, you did not. Yeah. How was that? Wait, you're fucking doing a podcast? You had a root canal this morning?
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, I bet. No, I'm sure. Root canals are fun.
Yeah, no, it was actually very pleasant. It was a great experience.
Are you being sarcastic?
I'm actually not being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Okay, here's the thing. I went to...
you had a big boobed nurse, didn't you?
Well...
I'm going to give you a shot now. Okay.
I'll leave that one alone. I don't know about big boobed, but no, I went to Smile Design here in Ellsworth, and I got to tell you.
Wait. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry I cut you off, but Smile Design?
Smile Design is the name of the business, the office.
What's the name of the office? Smile Design. That sounds like a dentist you'd find in Walmart.
No, far from it.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, the name kind of, you know.
It's a good name.
You do.
I like Smile the name. Design. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So I went to Smile Design. Used to be called Acadia Dental Arts, which a late great friend of ours, Peter Meyer, was the dentist there.
Okay.
Oh,
I know the place then.
Yep. It ended up being purchased by somebody else, a new... young guy by the name of Dr. Palmer, and I went there this morning. I had a root canal at 7:30, and as you know, I am not a morning person.
No, or a root canal person.
No, not typically. I mean, kind of my rule of thumb is I try to avoid root canals at all costs, but I've got to have a bunch of dental work done, so... I roll in there, you know, 7:40. That's just how I do.
Your appointment's at 7:30.
Yeah.
You're there 7:40.
Yeah.
Right.
Bright and early. Yeah. And, you know, right on time for me. Let me start here. To provide context, really get some perspective here, let me tell you about one of the last times I went to the dentist. Actually, the first memory I have of a dentist in my adult years, you know, since I was a kid. I went to the dentist. I was like 20 years old, and I was referred to this dentist by my dad. And you know my old man.
Uh-huh.
A little crazy.
A little salty.
A little salty, rough around the edges, we'll just say.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, Rob, you got to go to this guy. I'll take you to this guy. We'll get you squared away. Get some dental work done. I was like, all right.
So you pulled up to the barn.
So yeah, just about. Well, we went to the place on the CC Road, which it's like the ghetto place for main care people.
Right.
So we pull in here. He's like, oh, this guy's great. You're going to love this guy. So we pull in.
Dental school.
Just about. Pull in the guy's sitting in his car. And I don't know, this may be embellished a bit in my memory, maybe exaggerated for dramatic effect, but
right. In
my mind, we pull in and he's sitting in his car with a cigar in his mouth. Is like a, and this was not a Mercedes or a BMW. This is like a shitty 1992 fucking Buick LeSabre.
Honda Accord.
Yeah, with rust holes in it. So we pull in the parking lot and he's sitting in his car with the radio cranked up. And I could hear he was listening to, like, a sporting event.
Okay.
And Dad's like, oh, there he is. I was like, oh, the fucking guy, the short little fucking Italian guy, chubby Italian guy sitting in his car fucking smoking a cigar. That's my dentist.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, you're going to love him. He's a great guy, stand-up guy. I was like, oh, okay.
Turns out to be your dad's bookie.
Yeah, well, just about. He was like, I was like, is he listening to a baseball game or something? He's like, oh, yeah, he likes to do a little sports betting.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, oh, okay. This guy's going to fucking take all my existing fillings out, fucking melt them down to pay his bookie. So I go in the place. He strolls in, like, you know, 15 minutes later, yeah. You know, comes out of his car with his friggin' head hanging because his team lost or whatever, and he probably lost 10 grand. And I don't know, maybe that's why he got pissed off and decided to yank a tooth out of my head ferociously.
Yeah.
So he sits me down in the chair, and he's like, yeah, you're going to have an extraction. We're going to have to extract this tooth, which, looking back now, probably could have been avoided.
Right.
Now that I've met some
real dentists?
Yeah. That know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Probably could have been saved, but, you know, he's a friggin' main care ghetto dentist, so he's like, oh, yeah, just yank that one. Yank the next one, you know, next to it, too, just for good measure.
Just to be safe.
Yeah. And then he's like,
it looks fine, yeah, but you never know.
Shaking me down for money. He's like, I think I'm going to need an extra couple hundred dollars here because, you know, those teeth over next to it, I mean, if my hand would have slipped, God forbid, you know, if my hand would have slipped and damaged those other teeth, you know, God forbid. So I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. So he goes in to yank this tooth, and I'm thinking, it's a very professional medical procedure. There's going to be some tools that I don't recognize, high-tech shit.
No.
Not at all.
No.
He comes out with, like, a hammer and chisel. Yeah. Fucking monkey wrench and just clamps it onto my tooth and proceeds to just start yarding on my face. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so it was very barbaric and not at all what I was
expecting. Standing on your chest, yarning.
At one point, I shit you not, he had his knee on the table, on the chair.
God.
Yeah, trying to yank this tooth out of my face.
Wow.
His sweat was dripping off of his face into my mouth as he's trying to pull this tooth, right? His gold chain probably would have been hanging in my face if it weren't caught in his sweaty, matted chest hair. So, yeah, that was one of my last experiences.
So you're a big fan of dentists. You weren't traumatized at all.
Yeah. Well, one of the last times I went to a different dentist, all of a sudden I had this phobia, this anxiety. And I was like, what? I've never been afraid to go to the dentist.
Right. PTSD.
But now it makes sense. Uh-huh. Like, Jesus Christ, of course I was scared of the dentist.
Jesus Christ. That's a hell
Tony
of an
Soprano
experience.
Yanking teeth out of my head, fucking jamming them down my throat. Choking on teeth.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
So, just to kind of lay down that foundation, that's what led to me having a enjoyable experience this morning.
Really?
With the root canal.
So you think you're getting back to maybe feeling like it's okay to go to a dentist?
Well, here's the thing about smile design. I would go back tomorrow. Like, I'm thinking about just making something up. Maybe I'll knock a tooth loose just to go in. You walk
so
in
the
place,
nurse was hot then, is what you're saying.
That doesn't hurt. All the dental assistants and hygienists there, easy on the eyes, not going to lie. It doesn't hurt. Well, I mean, when you're having somebody drilling your fucking face.
Right.
You know, it kind of takes away from it a little bit. It's a little. It's like adding insult to injury when it's some big, hairy fucking Italian guy
right.
That's doing it and he's got a little B.O.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, at least some attractive people are friggin' poking and prodding me.
There you go.
Like, if you were into that kind of thing, it would be
A
hot experience.
Oh, I see. A little BDSM kind of thing or something.
But, no, you go in the place and really nice decor. They set a nice tone. It's a great atmosphere. Everybody's really friendly, really helpful. Usually in an office like that, you get to the reception and at least one of the women there is a complete bitch.
Right.
Not the case at this place.
Good.
So, you know, beautiful place, very high tech, gorgeous fish tank. I mean, this place is like heaven.
Wow.
They fucking anoint you with oils.
Oh, yeah.
Massage your hands.
They got the hula girls fanning you with a palm fern.
Yeah, yeah. Feeding you grapes through a tube.
It's a great place.
But no, just a great experience. And Dr. Palmer is everything that a medical professional should be.
And everything you've dreamed of.
And a little bit. He's kind of dreamy.
Yeah?
Yeah, got to be honest. He's pretty dreamy. Good-looking guy. In fact, on that note, before I go any further with this little review, I do have a little song that I'd like to play and kind of dedicate to Dr. Palmer here. You probably won't recognize this song because I don't think you've heard a song for a good decade.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know.
Just wait for it.
This I
know. It'll start to make sense.
She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry.
It's for you, Dr. Palmer. It's going to be so weird if he actually listens. It's going to be the most awkward appointment. Next one I go to.
Bet you'll get a wink.
Still a little numb.
Yeah.
Not from the anesthesia.
So that's
anyway,
great.
Now that I made it nice and awkward.
Yeah.
But no, I would highly recommend that anybody go there. Dr. Palmer actually sat down with me and took the time to, you know, explain all the courses of treatment, all the possibilities for treatment, you know, kind of generally what they are cost-wise.
Okay.
You know, how much time it's going to take,
for
when they can be done.
Right.
There's some other work I needed done too, and he just explained all the alternatives, which ones he'd go with, which ones are most cost effective. Sat down and showed me, pointed out on the x-rays what everything meant.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm assuming if you really didn't want to know this stuff, because some people probably get squeamish.
Right.
You could probably just tell him, I'd rather not know.
Just do your thing.
But he really took the time to explain it all, and they've got the best equipment in there. He did like a full 3D imaging thing. I don't know what it was. But
right.
Like a 3D x-ray that went all around my head and showed like depth and all that.
Wow.
And my root canal this morning was, I don't know, he said it would take an hour. It was probably closer to 40 minutes. And
now,
I was laying there the whole time just like waiting for it to start. Like, okay, when is all this crazy drilling that shakes my head going to start? Because I've had some serious fillings.
I've had a root canal.
You have.
I have. It's a half-done root canal. And you were telling your story, and it reminded me. I actually had it done at the same, over on CC Road.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and that same place. And now, let me ask you. So, root canal, they drill it out.
Right.
But they don't just drill out like a cavity. It's not just like that. Because they drill out all the way up through and remove the nerve and everything. It basically becomes a dead tooth at that point.
Yeah.
Now, did you get a cap?
He's going to do a crown, and he said that anybody that he does a root canal for will get a crown. That's pretty much
I didn't
guaranteed.
Get a crown. I didn't get a cap. I got a hole in my tooth. I don't know if you can see that, because it's still there.
I can see
you
that.
You can see that. It's filled with metal.
Hmm.
Yeah, steel of some sort.
Wow.
Now, at that particular dental place, when So I'm going to guess in this whole...
It's probably lead.
Yeah, it could be.
Knowing that. If it was the same guy I went to...
Big chunk of lead
just
in there.
Just stuck gum in it.
Yeah. Now, he actually... Okay, so he drilled out the tooth, and then he took these shards of metal, these little pieces of metal, and he stuffed them up inside my tooth. This is just for basically me telling a story, and also for anybody in the audience who wants to chime in and knows anything about dentistry, Dr. Eric, if this is correct or not. Now, this is no bullshit. I've told this to a few people. After he finished filling the hole in my face with metal, he broke out an oxygen acetylene torch.
Wait, what?
I'm not bullshitting.
He started welding?
He did. He broke out a small, not a full size, not like in a mechanic shop or a welding, you know, shop.
Right.
Full size, but a small, compact oxygen acetylene torch. Fired it up, you know, with the spriker, and he got her going, and he actually melted the steel in my tooth. So it became one big solid chunk in there. And then put a temporary filling in.
Wow.
Yeah. And I never got the actual filling done because they double charged me and I refused to pay them and didn't have the receipt to prove that I'd already paid for half the work, and they wanted to make me pay again and whatnot. So I never went back. But yeah, so, you know, Dr. Eric, if that sounds right, okay, cool. But I was a little startled when I saw the oxygen acetylene torch come out.
Right.
You know, especially when they're coming at your face with it.
Yeah, that does not sound right. And
no.
Like I said, my past experiences at the dentist, it was very barbaric.
Right.
But at Smile Design, they seem to have, I don't know what it is they used on me, but it must be very high tech because it was low impact. There was not any point.
Could you smell it?
Not even now.
Because I could always smell it.
Yeah, maybe a faint smell, but not bad. I mean, I had some work done that it was like, smelled like friggin' burning flesh,
right?
Like sulfur,
and they're like jarring your head.
My whole head's vibrating. I can't see, like when you're sitting in a car that's got like a couple subwoofers in it when you're a kid, and like everything's vibrating.
Yep.
It was like that. I kept waiting for that, and I kept thinking to myself, like, okay, he's still in like the prepping phase. Like, sounded like he was buffing it. Like they were doing a cleaning or something.
Right.
I was like, oh, he must still be prepping the area. And then he's like, okay, you know, we're good to seal this up. We're good to go. I was like, wait a second, he hasn't done it yet. Like, you didn't do anything. You just spent a half an hour cleaning my teeth.
Right.
Like, what the hell happened? No, all done. So
proper equipment.
Yeah, it must be just new technology.
Yeah.
You know, superior equipment. So.
And the guy in Ellsworth that I went to, he also had an 18-volt Makita. I don't know if that means anything.
That's usually a bad sign when he gets out the Dremel. So, yeah, highly recommend Smile Design. I don't think we've ever done a review
a dentist. A dental review?
Yeah,
no,
on the podcast.
So.
That's
no,
a new one. But
new one.
Not only the technology of the tools, but the way they incorporate technology into their marketing and, you know, contacting you and all that. They use like a text caster. So you get text message alerts when your appointment's coming up.
Wow.
You know, reminders when they set your appointment.
So they're technologically advanced as well.
Oh, yeah. You get emails. I got an email confirming my appointment, and then it had links right in the email to immediately add it to my Google calendar,
wow,
my Outlook calendar. You can go to their website, and there's all kinds of stuff you can do. It's crazy. Yeah, and the whole place has kind of a high-tech feel. There's LCD screens everywhere with, like, nice landscapes going on. So when you're laying there having work done, you're looking at a nice screen that's got a little...
waterfall.
You know, yes.
Jungle.
Some nice visuals and... Yeah.
Starving children in Africa.
That one, I don't think I saw that one. I must have missed that.
Nice, I thought nice landscape, but... Well, that's good.
I hear Africa's nice this time of year.
I'm glad you had a proper experience at a dentist.
Yeah, me too. I'm legitimately looking forward to going back.
I'm looking into a dental place at the moment. I actually just got some information today, this morning, as a matter of fact, from a friend who goes to a place right down by my house. So I'm going to check it out.
There you go.
It's buy here, pay here, I guess, what you can call it.
It sounds good.
We don't need
insurance. Like buy one, get one free deals.
Yeah. Well, you don't need insurance. You pay them, instead of paying an insurance company, you pay them X amount of dollars per year. You build up credit, then you go in, you have your work done.
Right.
Kind of a thing. So
That's the other thing that was nice too. After my first appointment, I sat down with I think she's the office manager, and she went over billing options and insurance stuff with me.
Right.
And usually they'll just like rush you through it, like they're getting fucking paid either way. Right. So typically they don't really care. But she didn't rush me through it. She wasn't just like, okay, this is going to cost this, this is going to cost that, blah, 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 sign here. She was like, all right, look, the way your dental insurance is, it covers up to this much per year. You've got this much time left in the year. Let's try to get these in for this year. Book these other ones for next year.
Right.
That way it'll split it up best, you know, so it's cost effective to you. Yeah. And then she's like, do you understand? You know, I looked a little puzzled at one point.
Right.
So she's like, you need to explain further. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like scratching my head.
What was the last three numbers?
Yeah, she could tell I was a little lost. So yeah, nice experience from beginning to end. And
good.
Yeah, I can't feel my face when I'm with you.
Nice.
So yeah, that was my dental office review.
Yeah.
Not an official sponsor of the podcast. I'll just say that. Although, not yet. I mean, maybe they'll throw us a toothbrush or two.
Uh-huh.
Or
all them like little travel toothpastes.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We get some of those. Awesome. That's all we need, really.
Yep.
We sing your praises. Or they'll just tell me never to come back again right. after they hear this. One
right.
or the other.
Yeah.
Toothbrush would be nice. Maybe throw in a root canal for free.
Yeah.
I think up next we've got a little segment from our partner station that we link up with from time to time.
Yeah.
WEED.
420 AM.
Out of Blue Hill, Maine.
It's been a while.
Yeah, Sunray and Moonbeam.
It has been a while.
Two of our favorite left-wing radio hosts.
Yeah.
I'm Sunray.
Moonbeam.
And this is WEED 420 AM, Blue Hill, Maine.
If my words did glow. Hey, Sunray.
Hi, Moonbeam.
How's things?
Things are good. Although, I'm a little concerned for the future of this country.
Oh, yeah?
There's a very angry, mean man running for president.
Oh, yes, the man with the hair.
Yes, the man with the hair. Donald Trump.
Mm.
He's just a very scary, angry soul.
He is.
He
terrifies me.
He does. And he has a lot of money, which I don't like.
Yeah, no, me neither.
But one of his hot topics is Mexican immigration.
Oh, don't even.
He wants to build a wall.
Oh, don't even.
A wall of hate.
Yeah. Hatred, wall of tears.
But I think it's important that we understand and embrace Mexican culture.
Oh, absolutely.
I once spent some time in Mexico.
Oh, I remember.
I went down for a mission to help build some schools in, as the locals call it, Mexico.
Mm.
And while I was in Mexico, I went to a small village south of Tijuana.
Uh-huh.
And when I was in that village south of Tijuana, I met a man named Juan.
Oh.
Now, I met Juan while I was shatting my intestines onto the floor of a mud hut.
Mm.
It was a violent bout of diarrhea induced by some bad water and tequila the night before.
Mm-hmm.
But Juan held me in that mud hut and nursed me back to health.
Mm.
After I felt better, he then made love to me in the heat and fecal aroma of that mud hut.
Mm.
Beautiful Mexican love.
Uh-huh.
He exclaimed things that I couldn't pronounce or understand.
Mm-hmm.
We then traveled on donkey back and ate peyote and saw wonderful visions as we rode into the desert together. We rode for hours until our thighs and buttocks were chapped
oh.
from our nude donkey riding vision quest. Then Jose rubbed down my thighs and buttocks with aloe vera as his cousin Alejandro played a strange stringed instrument of which I had never heard, of which I had never even thought of. He then made love to me again as our sweet, chapped aloe thighs rubbed together in love till the sun went down as Alejandro played his stringed instrument. And that night I learned a lot of Mexican culture. I think it's very important that we acknowledge that culture.
Yes.
I think the tale, it really tells the story of Mexican culture.
Absolutely.
And the not just the differences, but also the similarities.
Very much so.
I built a strong bond with Juan and Alejandro.
Yeah. And Jose.
And Jose.
Yeah. Well, that's a lovely, lovely story.
Yes. So hopefully people will consider that when they go to vote.
And hopefully we won't build a wall to keep out Juan and Jose.
We can't build a wall.
And Alejandro.
Mexico.
Well, it was good to hear from Moonbeam and Sunray. We haven't heard from them in a while.
Yeah.
It was an interesting story.
I feel cultured.
Yeah.
And...
dirty?
Aroused.
I feel dirty.
I mean, dirty.
I feel dirty.
Very dirty. Just awful.
The poopy mud hut really kind of, that kind of threw me off there.
Yeah. But. I really learned a lot about Mexican culture, though. I mean, I didn't know all that about Mexican culture.
No. No, me neither.
New information.
I could have guessed, I suppose. But yeah. Yeah.
I guess that's how things are down there.
I guess so.
Yeah, I mean, let's.
So hell no, we don't want a wall border, a walled up border. But yeah.
Yeah, let's all just drink tequila and have sex with Juan and
get the fuck
eat peyote and ride donkeys.
Drink some diarrhea inducing water.
Yeah,
it's great.
Sounds good. So, unless you have anything else on your agenda,
I have not got anything in my empty fucking noodle.
No, I mean we. Talked about dentist offices and
we did
gay sex in Mexico. I mean, that pretty much covers it.
I think it does. Yeah.
Yeah. So, thanks everybody for listening.
Excellent. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!